Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herbert. Somebody want to catch us up on the shockingly not very exciting events of last session?
Well, we went to Mexico City and started a little fire, and then went to Egypt. So in Mexico City, we found the temple that the Blue John hadn't gotten there. We're not sure if it matters, and we burned it and left. And we went to Egypt, and we took a tour of the pyramid so we could get a look at the Sphinx area. The Sphinx area is under construction, except it's not actually under construction. It's just closed for construction. It has NWI contractor ribbons and stuff around it. And so we, just at sundown, were headed towards the Sphinx with some equipment, planning to set up some ambushes, some explosive ambushes on site, so that then when people did show up, we assume later for some horrible ritual, we would be prepared for them. So I think we were just approaching, probably we just parked somewhere a little distance away, and we're just approaching the construction ribbon or fence or whatever is around it.
That sounds about right.
With the sun in an advantageous angle, I guess we're probably, so they can't see us very well. The low sun behind us.
There was no one there when we did our
scouting. Well, there was no one there when we were there midday. We don't know if there will still be nobody there when we come back.
Oh, yes.
Didn't we also collect dynamite?
Yeah, yes. That's the whole plan.
Yeah. Did we already plant that stuff?
No, we are approaching with the dynamite and triggers, hoping to set up the ambush, the explosive, not an ambush is the wrong word, trap, I think is the right word.
Booby traps.
Booby traps, yeah.
Yep, so you return to the plateau, and there's kind of a parking area where you park your cars and get out your dynamite and your equipment and prepare. You do notice as you rock up, the area seems deserted. There's no cars in the parking area. The tour buses are gone.
Interesting. No sunset tours.
Huh.
And on this map that you have sent us, is that thing at 8 a sphinx or some sort of...
Yes, that is the sphinx.
Okay. Very good.
It reminds me of your Maltese Falcon campaign.
The artwork, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, yeah, there it is. There's the MacGuffin.
And it's quiet as well. You can kind of hear the hum of you know, Cairo right behind you, but kind of in this area, there's not a whole lot going on, which is a little weird. I mean, you made the comment about sunset tours, and you I mean, that's a thing. You would have seen the, you know, signs and brochures. Yeah, this is normally, you would guess, a fairly popular time of the day for people to be visiting the pyramids at sunset. Here. But
where would you say the parking area is in regards to number 8 down there, the Sphinx?
Kind of off towards the bottom left-hand corner.
Bottom left-hand, okay. On the map, off the map?
Just off the map.
Okay, a little bit lower then. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it so empty here? Somehow NWI must have cleared it out. I wonder what they're... How did they get cleared?
Maybe because they're saying they're doing work on the Sphinx at the moment, so maybe they're closed but it down.
All the pyramids have been open. Everything, I mean, it's just still more traps. Maybe we can... Is there a place one can get up a little height near the parking area?
You could climb up on top of the car.
Okay, yeah, car would be good. A building, a small building, anything like that, yeah. And just scout. I'd like to just scout for people anywhere.
Listen if there's any activity or something, somebody, laughter or something, anything.
Everyone can make listen rolls, and Mr. Cockrell can make a spot hidden roll with a bonus die.
Ah, oh, crap.
I listen.
I listen.
I'm going to have to be right back to get my dice, guys. Sorry.
you come to a Call of Cthulhu deck game without dice.
Well, never need those. Usually, do you?
I went all the way to Gen Con this year and forgot to bring any dice.
I feel like that's how conventions are funded.
Yeah, it's everybody who turns up. Yeah, everybody turns up without dice, so I have to go and buy dice.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
I did that when I went to a camping convention, so there's no dealer there.
And then you go home and you put up with the rest of your dice, and suddenly you've got this breeding of dice.
Yep.
So there was some listening. Again, yes, it's quiet. It's quiet here. You can just kind of hear the wind whistling around, but you can hear the hum of the bustling city of Cairo not far behind you. Mr. Cockrell?
Normal success on spot.
You do not spot any movement or anyone or anything other than the pyramids and the Sphinx herself. And you can see the orange fence around it, for a moment. Then you kind of refocus and you look around and you see there is someone walking towards you.
Oh, great.
It's
great. Hey, look over there. There's somebody coming.
It's a young girl, kind of dressed in poor-looking, in very poor-looking rags.
She looks local?
Yes. Dark skin.
I don't recognize.
Ragged hair.
Okay. I'll hop down. How far away is she?
Maybe 100 meters.
So okay. She can see us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hey, look, something's coming.
Hello? Do you speak English?
Are you yelling that to her across the park?
No. Okay. No. Oh, is she that far away?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll wait until she comes a bit closer then.
We've got our bags and dollies of equipment and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. She keeps walking towards you and, eventually gets close enough that you could call out to her.
Hello? Do you speak English?
She looks up at you with big, wide brown eyes. English, no. And she holds out her hand. Money?
Not
English.
Pull out a few dollars and say, here you go. Have you seen anyone around?
Seen?
I point at my eyes and point at us and try and ineffectually mime.
Oh, close. Go home. I'll go home.
Okay, that's good. You should go home as well.
Home, yes. And she takes a few steps, kind of in the opposite direction, and then turns and like waves, motioning for you to come with her. Home, yes.
Is she headed towards the Sphinx?
No, she's headed away.
She's headed which way?
Towards the city?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. We let her go, right? I mean,
she seems to want us to follow her.
Well, yeah, but why would we want to leave and go back to Cairo?
Right.
Yeah.
We'll just.
I'll start walking.
You know what? I'll go with her, and if anything seems interesting, I'll give you a call.
Okay, you can have a ride.
What's that?
You can give her a ride if you want.
I think she's just walking to wherever she's going, right?
Yep.
Well, I mean, she is because we have a car and she doesn't. That's why I'm just saying.
No, I will, Jim. I'll run to catch up to her and sort of pantomime out in only that way a American can, like, of course you understand what I'm saying when I point to the car and point at you.
She looks at the car and she looks up at you and she shakes her head.
All right. Well, I will just walk with her then.
Okay. So what are the others going to be doing as Agent Patrick is escorting this young girl home?
So one of the only competent members of the party has just gone off following a small girl, while the highly qualified waitress is left with sticks of dynamite. This is good.
Yeah, I'll head towards the Sphinx because we got work to do.
Yep.
Yeah, we take the dynamite.
Plan.
I wonder why there's someone here tonight. Let's see.
What did the robot say?
Can you say that again, Randall?
But I wonder why there's someone here today.
Yeah, why it's closed, or who closed it, or how they got the message out that it's closed.
If only we could speak Arabic.
Question, is it a full moon, or a half moon, or a new moon?
Eclipse. how about an intelligence roll? See if you were paying attention over the past couple of minutes.
I rolled a 99. I definitely wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows?
Is Dr. Galloway's here, right?
Dr. Galloway is here, yeah.
And he speaks Arabic, no?
Oh.
Maybe he does.
Well, that would have been very useful.
Wait. Well, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit Arabic. Egyptian as well, so... Maybe I should have spoken to that girl.
Yeah.
If you've got 30 or above, it means that you can speak reasonably fluently.
Okay. Well, reasonable then. But really good Egyptian, apparently.
Probably even better then.
But now we're left with
another little kid around. There's another little kid around. You can certainly talk. Yeah, so I'm headed towards the Sphinx there with the fuses and stuff.
Now I'm going with him to help.
Okay. I presume everyone except for Agent Patrick is headed toward the Sphinx with the dynamite.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Following these crazy people.
Can we have somebody up high to keep a lookout for if people are coming?
Sounds like a great plan. I'm sure this is all circles within circles.
Sure,
if only there was some high point around here. and the land were not so hilly and rough.
Oh, look, there's a pyramid we could climb.
Yeah.
Agent Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
91. I'm just engaged in a lovely conversation with her.
Fair enough. or with yourself anyway, apparently.
Oh, right, because she does. Yeah.
Agent Patrick, would you make a POW roll?
That's a hard success.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Why?
Would you take 9 points of damage, please?
Oh.
I would, but not lovingly. All right, so... I do take 9 points of damage, but I pass a con roll.
Fair enough. So, Agent Patrick, you feel a burning sensation in your arm that very quickly kind of rips up your arm and into your chest, and you look down and you see the little girl with her big, beautiful brown eyes looking up at you, and her hand just kind of gently resting on your arm. And you can make a sand roll as you see your arm just shrivel up. It just looks like it's drying out in front of your eyes.
That's a hard success.
Okay. Just a D2, I think, for...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Are you watching your arm shrivel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me do one more thing here.
Really? You just burned my arm off and you need to do one more thing?
Yes, I am afraid so. everyone who is not Agent Patrick, would you make a spot hidden roll?
94.
That 19 is a hard success.
That's
yeah, nice. I've got an extreme success.
Fail.
Okay. Where's... All right, now I need to find... nope, that's not it. Ah, there we go. You hear a screeching sound in the sky above you. You look up and you see what appear to be like 3 just giant birds diving out of the sky at you.
Oh, that's not good.
Agent Patrick, you're up.
I will shoot the little girl.
Of course you will.
He says with ease and conviction.
Not with 100, though.
Ooh.
Lick.
Wow. This is going so well.
Miss McEwen.
So I hear the scream, but I don't see anything. So what do I see when I turn around?
You see Agent Patrick pulling a gun on a little girl they're not too far away by this point, but you know, like the other side of the parking lot. You hear the screeching.
Oh, so we're still near the parking lot?
It's kind of on the edge, you know.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of on the edge, getting close, but maybe like halfway between the van and the Sphinx. Agent Patrick moving the other way with the little girl, so kind of both on opposite sides of the parking lot, I think, basically. So yeah, you hear the screeching sound in the air, look up and around, and don't see anything, but you do see Agent Patrick pulling his weapon on the little girl.
Oh my goodness, what are you doing? And I'll run towards them, I guess.
Okay. The little girl looks up at you, Agent Patrick, and she just shakes her head. Kind of makes it sound.
Uh-huh.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Mr. Wheeler.
Sorry, muted. So I guess right now I'm distracted by the flying things above us. So is there a place where we can kind of look for cover? We're in the middle. This right here.
Yeah, there's not really a whole lot of cover. There's maybe, some few small, tourist building, gift shop kind of thing that, if you could get into, that might be some cover.
So the spot was for Patrick or for the birds?
For the birds.
Okay. So, I will kind of point to the sky. Wrong! And, pull out the pistol and shoot at them. Yes, that's going to be my instinct.
Okay.
That right there, shooting distance, if I can do.
You can shoot with a penalty die, I think, at
this
first distance.
Oh, this is nice. I hit. So, for 1 point.
Yep, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I got it.
I agree. Dr. Galloway.
Winged it.
These things would be up on us in like a turn, right?
Yes.
Damn. Okay, now I'll just fire. I'll work on my, shooting skills here again. One day I'll hit something. And not today. 74.
Fair
but
enough.
One day. Before the game's over.
The three bird creatures just come diving at you. Everyone who is not Agent Patrick can make a sanity roll.
Pass. Pass. Yep. Yeah.
San roll. 18. That's a pass.
Oh, man.
Did you
by one. Yes, by one with my low sand. I almost made it. That makes it worse.
1 point for
me.
1 point for the success and a D6 for the failure.
Six.
Oh, jeez.
Four. That's an exciting number.
Yep. From 11 to 7.
Hmm. Was that Mr. Wheeler that lost the 5?
Yeah, 5.
Intelligence roll? Congratulations.
They're just birds.
Yep. Just big, ugly birds with leathery wings and large teeth, and it's fine. Mr. Warwick.
I think I'm just going to be sticking with Professor behind him.
Okay.
He has a gun.
Hide behind Dr. Galloway.
Yes. Meat shields.
Fair enough. Ms. Peterson.
Yeah, I didn't hit the 5, but I hit that, 20%, like I said, that 4.
Oh, okay. So, intelligence roll.
Yeah. I fail by 1.
Oh, congratulations.
Fell 2-3. Yes. Yay. Yeah.
So, assuming Miss Peterson survives this, she'll have some kind of mental difficulty for a while, but I think we can put that aside for the moment.
We'll add that to her list.
It's your go.
Yep. Okay, I will grab whatever explosives or equipment I can and haul ass to the Sphinx. This is it. We have to destroy this. We have to destroy the spot. Hurry.
Okay. Mr. Cockerell.
Wait, we don't want to just... Oh, Jesus.
Right, yeah. Excellent. I am going to sprint to the van and try to duck, you know, slide under the van.
Okay. Ms. MacArthur.
Okay, she's grabbing one of the sticks of dynamite that she's carrying, lighting it and throwing it at the beasts.
Throwing it up in the air. Oh, that's not good. That's going to go well. That's going to go well.
That's Rory level tactics. Yep.
How about a throw roll, first of all?
A 0.5.
Nice. Throw it high into the air. How about a luck roll?
Okay. I don't think my luck's that good. 76. No, my luck is 17. No.
Okay. How about a D6?
D6, 5.
Okay. It looks like the blast caught one of the birds just on the edge. Edge of the explosion. Agent Patrick, you hear an exploding stick of dynamite.
Yeah, I feel like this is the right time to just run away back to the group and maybe try to futz with my gun, although I don't think I'll be able to fix it, unjam it while I'm running.
Yeah, probably not. That seems a bit much.
Yeah.
Now with that other hand.
You're going to start running back towards the group. Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. McEwen.
So now Agent Patrick is running towards me.
Yep. And people are firing guns and Miss MacArthur is throwing dynamite into the air.
What's going on? Why are you shooting that little girl?
As she gets closer, there's a smell of barbecue in the air.
Right. Well, I'll start running in the same direction that Agent Patrick is running. He clearly knows what's going on.
Okay, so you're going to run to Agent Patrick. That's awesome. Agent Patrick, would you make a power roll?
Sorry, hard success.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Wheeler.
I will be running towards the van as well. But I'll try to get in the van, not under the van. I like to drive it.
Okay. Dr. Galloway.
Yeah, if everyone's running, I'm running.
Running to the van? Okay.
Yeah.
The three creatures wheel and they all dive towards Ms. Peterson.
Ah! Excuse me. Oh!
One of them grossly overjudges and just smacks directly into the pavement. Into the sand. As it rolls all the zeros.
A horror of incompetence.
The second one swoops in and looks like it's about to do some damage. Would you like to fight back? I think,
maybe dodge out of the way.
The other thing, dodge, yeah.
Oh, dodging is not very good. I think maybe I'd better fight back. If I want to survive this, which I do. Let's see what we do. That is a good success. So good, I would even call it hard.
Okay, and you were dodging?
No, that was fight back.
That was fight back. Oh, I'm sorry, because it also had hard success.
Ah!
And it swipes at you with long, nasty, unpleasant-looking talons on the ends of its wing, and you may have 9 points of damage.
Yeah, I believe I am cloven in half or some such. That's -3 for me.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch.
Ms. Yeah. Peterson and all the explosives fall to the ground.
Ooh.
And the other one.
That's fine. We can just throw a match on them.
The third one. The third one swoops in and kind of and just kind of latches onto Ms. Peterson's body and just starts digging its head in, tearing away chunks of flesh.
No.
Mr. Warwick.
I think I'll be staying with the group away from the mouths of those things. I'm
okay.
Going to go in and grab the explosives, but not with that creature right there. I'll make a mental note for when it's full.
Fair enough. So running for the van.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice metal box to hide in.
Mr. Cockrell.
So, did I make it under the van last round, or am I still running?
I think you can be under the van, sure.
Cool. In that case, I think I will unloose 3 shots at Luce's backpack full of explosives.
Okay. Go right ahead.
The first one is a hard success.
The backpack explodes.
Okay.
And all 3 of the creatures are thrown back. Just for fun, why don't you roll, I don't know, 4d10?
Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 21.
Okay. Yeah, and they are all just torn to shreds. There's a huge explosion and pieces of backpack, pieces of giant bird creature, and pieces of Ms. Peterson go flying in all directions.
When you gather my chunks to burn them into ashes, make sure you grab the right chunks.
Well, we just have to grab them, find the vial of your essence. Your
right.
Did you even know that she was dead? I mean,
he was eating her.
Well, yeah. You didn't check. That's pretty cold. That's pretty cold.
Ms. MacArthur.
Well, since he's just blowing them up, I will basically be holding a stick of dynamite, the dynamite I was carrying on me, and having a look around, looking at the skies, looking towards the seats, look towards where they came from.
Okay. Spot hidden.
Keep an eye out for him. Thank you. Okay. 07. So that's a success.
You see the little girl walking away.
just strolling along.
And I think we'll be out of Dex order for the moment.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What the hell just happened? What happened to your arm?
I don't know, but if somebody's got a bandage, that would be great.
Yeah.
Sylvia could run over and do some bandaging. 33 is success. You got first aid.
Sweet 1 point. Nice. Yep.
I can't believe it. She's finally gone. Poor Lucy.
Yeah.
Poor Lucy indeed.
Didn't she say something about a vial?
A what?
A vial. Supposedly meant to... Oh, but in talkings over the months I've gotten to know you guys, she keeps on talking about the vial that's got her original body in it.
Those things from the sky, those were vial.
It doesn't matter about her body. Her spirit's gone.
Right.
She's gone.
Useless. Out.
Okay.
So,
well, we gotta get...
so what's the plan now, people?
You, Agent. Well, I guess we're go to the Sphinx and see what... We should just drive there. We can't blow it up. We never could blow it up. These were not explosives to blow up the Sphinx. We were just trying to set a little
trap
for the for these people. But
well, they know we're here.
Yeah, let's just drive to the Sphinx and then get as close as we can with the van. I don't want to hit those birds.
How much dynamite do we have left?
I still have a few. I was carrying a few. I don't know if anybody else was carrying dynamite. Or was it just me and Lucy?
No, I just had the fuses and stuff.
Well, so I roll an 86 when I try to bandage Agent Patrick's arm. I assume that hurts.
No, he already got a success.
Did he? Oh,
right.
Yes.
What are you doing? Let go.
I just think you should pick these burnt bits off and.
No, don't take them off. Just leave them. That's fine.
It's kind of like bacon.
Can I get another spot hidden roll from everyone?
Oh, no.
Yeah. 99.
74. I fouled that one.
Got the lights blinking in my eyes from the explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Ears are ringing. And,
there we go. Mr. Wheeler, as you guys are pondering what to do and you're looking around and... You know, you're kind of watching the little girl walk away. She collapses to the ground.
What if she's just what if she's just a body of the witch?
Mercy Booth.
Yeah, that's the one.
Says a voice in your head.
Says a disembodied voice, right? Yeah.
The Baron and Mercy Booth and Leng Fu and who knows who else. Come on, let's go.
Down the hill.
Okay.
I'll start driving the van.
Excellent. I'll get in.
With everyone in.
You climb in the van.
So you bump out of the parking lot and into the sand. Make a drive auto roll.
Jesus.
That's what I'm good at. Yeah. Pass.
Okay. Yep. You can find enough rocks and, you know, kind of wheel your way through the sand and fishtail a little bit, but eventually kind of get it. After a few minutes, kind of bring the van up near the Sphinx.
Thanks.
Okay. Cool. I will hop out and immediately start setting up the gas tank with a suitable fuse.
I will go up to the fence and basically cut us a hole using the wire cutters we got. Cut us a hole into the area. Through the fence.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only made it to the construction fence?
Yes.
Yeah, the construction fence is like right around the Sphinx, so it's not...
Okay, okay. Yeah. So we can't drive closer even once the fence is gone.
Right.
Okay, cool.
I mean, unless you wanted to, like, you know, crash the van into the pit that's around, you know, the dugout pit area around the Sphinx, that's...
Right.
Tempting, that's about the only way that you could drive closer.
Yeah, but I'll set it up as a explosion, explosive.
Okay. The gas tank on the van, you mean?
Yeah, the whole van.
Okay, yep.
We should have just built a truck bomb.
Well, we were trying to do something subtle that we could do, you know, that they wouldn't see. We were going to set up a... You know, and then they would start their thing, and then we would have set off the explosion in the middle of their chants.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if there's anybody around, they sure know we're here.
I still got a few. I'm going to hold one back, but I still got a few dynamite. We can still light that.
Do we know where they're doing the ritual? Is it just somewhere around here? Maybe we should get into strategic places.
It's at the base of the Sphinx.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the pyramid. Let's find a place where we can see the base. The Sphinx, sorry.
Oh.
And that's what we're doing. We have to go through the fence to get to the Sphinx.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it should be right here, whatever's happening. Let's go look for a thing. Maybe in the construction pit they've built an altar
or something.
Yeah. So I will be recoiling wire away from the van. Some distance.
Start looking around this construction site.
There really isn't any construction anything in here. So yeah, I mean there isn't. Dr. Galloway says it doesn't exist.
Yeah, somebody else said it existed, though, and I don't know if I trust Dr. Galloway. There's a lot of strange things that don't exist that are happening. Right, the base could be underneath. So there's a... So what do you mean? You said there's no construction, but there is a pit?
Well, right. If you've ever seen the Sphinx, it's like not at the level of the surface around it. It's...
Oh, of course. Okay. I have not seen the Sphinx, but it was excavated.
Right. Right. So there's like a big excavation. Well, not that big, but, you know. It is below the surface of the, you have to climb down into it to get like right up to the Sphinx.
Okay. Climb down.
But there aren't any, you know, there's like no sheds or trailers or tents or it's just empty.
Is there like this big occult circle at the front of the Sphinx? You know, drawn in the ground?
Not that you can see.
I'm heading down towards the Sphinx.
Yep.
With my bag of dynamite.
I'm coming along.
Okay.
I might as well go to you.
You are up close and personal with the Sphinx. It looms above you, looking out over the world. Mysterious and strange.
So there's going to be an entrance somewhere here, right? In the deep? We can look for?
Okay, look between the legs, see if I can find an entrance.
Spot hidden roll?
That's a normal success.
You do not find any doors or entrances to anything.
Oh, Jim, is there any way Dr. Galloway could roll something to notice?
Sure. Make an archaeology roll.
That sounds good. yeah, that's a very good thing. And that's a super hard success.
Yep.
Whatever it's called. It's really good.
Really good. We should call it that.
So Dr. Galloway has certainly heard the stories of the ancient library of strange and mystic knowledge that's supposedly hidden under the Sphinx, which is that there's an entrance between the front paws. And that's clearly what Ms. MacArthur is looking for. And you, of course, know that that's completely ridiculous. You know, people have been over this thing and back, you know, for 100 years or more. And no one has ever found anything. It's all just ridiculous stories, and that doesn't exist.
Right.
Oh, well, that's quite sad.
Well, so we had initially thought that maybe they would come at midnight or something. I mean, not for any reason, but just because, you know, midnight's a midnight. It's a star thing. So I don't know if we want to, you know.
Well, they know we are here, right?
Well, only if they're here do they. I mean, something knows we're here, right? The witch knows we're here.
They're going to be back with more.
Right, and we need to be ready. We still need to prevent them from doing anything. I mean, that's really the goal here.
Okay, well, I'll start basically along the edge of the Sphinx paws. I'll weigh three each for the paws, but I'll basically dig in three pieces of dynamite on each side.
Okay.
I'm expecting them to come to the middle area to do their ritual. That's what I think. And basically around the middle, just in front of the dynamite, probably about 5 feet away, I'll put some more, probably another 3 or 4 pieces of dynamite.
And I will come down and after I've finished with the van, assuming we have time, set up all the fuses for that and a line to run.
Okay.
Probably so out of the pit.
Connected in with the van, blow the whole thing? Is that the...
Yeah, I think that's probably safest.
Okay. You can do that.
Okay.
The rental.
Do we want a watch out, look out from one of the pyramids to see when they're coming?
Could do. Is there a good hiding place somewhere within fuse distance, right, for the somebody? I mean, somebody needs to be not super close, but close, you know, somebody with the trigger, which I'm happy to do. But I need to find a good hiding space.
You could hide around the other side of the Sphinx. You could climb up on its back.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'm going to head to Pyramid 1 and climb that and basically keep an eye out. Keep a lookout for people coming.
So as you climb out of the pit, Ms. MacArthur, and you start heading off towards the pyramid, you see a car approaching.
I head back to the other guys.
Actually, you see two cars approaching.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll quickly start that.
You see three cars approaching.
Three cars.
Yes.
Back to how the guys go, scamper, 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 they're coming. And then there's all these little buildings off to the side. I might, or pits or whatever. I might go and hide in one of those.
Okay. What is everyone else doing?
With their gun out.
Finding somewhere to hide.
Yeah.
Are you climbing out of the Sphinx pit or staying?
Climb out on the opposite side.
Yeah, I'd rather be further away. Further away from the dynamite.
Yeah, nothing we can do with the car at this point, so.
What, 7?
What is 7? 7 is... 7 is just a small temple.
Okay, I'm going to go into that small temple so I can keep an eye on the spins.
Yep, that's a very good place to see it from. The cars pull into the parking lot. And a number of men get out. 6 of them are dressed in heavy, kind of typical Egyptian robes that you've seen, except instead of white, they're jet black. Mm. 4 of them are carrying Tommy guns. And a couple of them go to the other cars and open the doors. And out of one car steps an elderly Chinese gentleman who you last saw on the beach north of San Francisco. And out of the other car steps a youngish-looking European fellow who you last saw in Romania.
The barrel, or?
Yes.
Oh, no. They're all here.
Good. We're hoping for them. That's why we're here. Yeah.
Exactly.
And they look around, and the four men in robes who have the Tommy guns, who have the machine guns, start walking towards the Sphinx.
Watch them.
They're probably going to sweep the area. Should we get rid of them now? Well, as soon as they get close.
If they start splitting up...
We wait, and find out where they're going. Mm. Yeah.
Can I get a stealthy hide roll from everyone?
Stealth.
Those of you who went into the temple there at number 7... I'm not sure if that was just Gary or anyone else. Can have a bonus die.
I follow him.
Did I find a good enough hiding place for a bonus die or no?
No.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 0.5.
I passed.
I did not pass.
I got an extreme success.
76.
I will spend my 2 luck to pass.
Okay.
I did not pass.
Okay, you see the four men come across the sand and walk up to the van and kind of gesture and point. And one of them opens the door to the van and looks in like he's, you know, rummaging around for keys. He leans back out and he says something. You hear them say something. And he gets back in to the van. And he comes back out. And he leaves the door open and leans in on the steering wheel. And the other three get behind the van and they start pushing it.
He's going to set that one off. Actually, that's right.
Well, they're all tied together, right? The van and the stuff by the Sphinx. Give me a demolitions roll.
Can I do pyrotechnics? Or?
Sure. You can even have a bonus die because Miss MacArthur was helping, I guess.
Yeah.
So 18 is a hard success.
Okay. The van explodes in a huge fireball.
Nice.
Seconds later, just a half a second later, there's some smaller explosions from the pit at the feet of the Sphinx. And of course, the four men who were near the van are just completely engulfed in the fireball.
All right, not ideal, but I mean, yeah.
And the Baron Hauptmann Lang Fu and the other two men start walking towards the Sphinx.
Okay. The other two men are bodyguards, or
they're dressed in black robes.
Are they just? I'm going to shoot at the Baron. When I get a chance, when he gets in range.
Hang on a second.
So I'm.
Let's see. I need to find all sorts of stuff now.
All the magic.
Oh, where is everyone? This may take a second. I don't even know that we have. No, they got to be somewhere. Way back at the beginning. Sorry, this is not very exciting.
But the tension is building nicely.
That's not it.
Mm.
Very suspenseful.
Oh, here we go. I think we're getting close.
Will he find them, or will he not?
Almost got one. Nope, that's not him. Where the heck?
Will they get a reprieve for lack of data?
Ah, there he is. Ha. Okay, so that's going to be... That's fine. And that'll be that. And he's that. And... Okay, now I need to find... Scroll forward. Egypt, nope. Ah, is this California? This is kind of California. Oh, no, that's Peru. That's not what I'm looking for.
I get the sense this is a very well laid out, easy to follow campaign.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. By the way, all those people who were, 100 pages ago, they all show up. Oh, great. Okay. So that will be...
Did I say two vans? I meant 30.
were we supposed to kill them, elsewhere? I'm sorry, we could have done that. It just mean to add to the confusion.
That'll work. Well, the fact that it's the PDF that I have is also not searchable is not helpful, let's say. And the fact that I think actually one of them is not even given stats in the rulebook at all, or given stats at all anywhere. So,
oh, that's fine. They're clearly a weakling. Just
they're just whatever you call it.
Yeah, Karen, that must be the case. I'll just make something up.
Definitely doesn't have access to all the knowledge of the Necronomicon.
Agent Patrick.
Yeah.
You're up.
Oh, sorry. I will also take a shot at the lead priest. If that works.
How are we defining the lead priest?
Well, sorry. I only really know one of them, right? I've never met the Baron. He just looks like some guy. But I do from my reconnoitering, I would recognize the other guy, the short guy.
Yep.
By the beach. So I'll shoot him.
Okay.
I will hit him. I will hit him for 5 points of damage.
Very nice. Miss McEwen.
Everyone shooting. I will shoot. Also at the Leng Fu. Is that who you think he is?
The old Chinese dude?
Yes.
Sure.
No. Okay. Thought that was a different number. It's 91.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's a
0-1. Getting a bit overexcited there.
One of the two men in black robes pulls an assault rifle from under his robes and fires back at Agent Patrick. You can throw yourself to the ground out of the way if you want to try that.
I think that's a reasonable approach when someone's shooting at you. Yes,
dodge roll.
0-6.
Okay, so you are
extreme
on the
success.
The training has paid off.
As bullets whiz over your head. Ms. McEwen, would you make a POW roll, please?
I would love to. Am I allowed to spend luck on this?
Yep.
Would a normal success be worth spending luck on?
Do you want to spend luck on a normal success?
I will spend 6 points to make that a normal success.
Okay. You feel a slight tingling sensation in your leg.
This damn sand, it gets everywhere.
Ms. McEwen, would you make another power roll?
Oh, seriously? That is a normal success.
Okay. You feel a tingling sensation in your head.
That would have been bad. Wither head is just a rough one.
Mr. Wheeler.
So, since I was kind of hiding there, do I still have the shooting distance?
Yep.
Okay, so I will shoot at the bottom.
Go right ahead.
Success for 8 points of damage.
Oh, nicely done. Dr. Galloway.
Yes. I'll join in.
Do I see that I hit, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does not look happy at that.
I also don't think I know the Baron, so I'll join in trying to kill the older Chinese gentleman.
Yeah, when in doubt, kill the old Chinese gentleman.
Yeah, I know that's a bad guy. And I miss. Oh, come on.
Okay.
Someday, though. Someday.
Yeah.
The second gentleman in the black robes steps up and kind of raises his arms above his head. And his hood kind of falls backwards off him. And you can see he's kind of a young guy in his 20s, blonde hair. And he starts chanting something.
Is he pointing at us while he chants?
No, he is pointing. He is facing the Sphinx.
Ah,
Mr. Warwick. Is he lying quite quiet and frightened?
Yeah. He is muted. It says mute.
The ghost of Miss Peterson.
Yeah.
In case she would like to do anything, just whisper in somebody's ear or cause a cold shiver to go down somebody's spine. We'll come back to Mr. Warwick if he wakes up at some point. Mr. Cockrell.
So I feel like I'm hidden around the back of the Sphinx, right at the trigger thing with my plunger or whatever it is.
Sounds reasonable.
Probably electronic. I guess I would like to start sneaking up the side of the Sphinx because they've all gone down in the pit, right? I can't see them. Or no, are they down in the pit now, or are they?
No, they're up on the edge.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll try to start sneaking towards the. Towards the front.
Okay, stealth.
26. I will spend 1 point of luck for a normal success.
Very nice. Ms. MacArthur.
Okay, I have one stick of dynamite left because I did say I was going to keep one.
And what are you going to do with it?
Are they light it and hold on to it tightly.
Exactly, yeah. Just walk in there with it. Come on, you can do it.
Throw it.
So you're going to throw it?
No, are they in range to throw it?
Maybe if you get an extreme success on a throw roll.
Okay, no, I'm going to sprint. And yes, I'm going to light.
Okay, you're going to light your dynamite and sprint.
And basically sprint and basically drop it at their feet and continue running.
Okay. Whose feet are you dropping it at?
Probably behind the guy who's doing the chanting.
Okay. So you can.
I'm hoping that the explosion might get a few of them.
Yep. So you can sprint up to him or towards him this round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agent Patrick, you've thrown yourself to the ground.
Well, I mean, I think this turn. Don't I lose this turn trying to sort of readjusting myself? Yeah. So I'm gonna try to skitter my way if I can to some sort of safety or some sort of cover in which to take my next shot.
Okay.
Next round.
Luck roll.
That's a pass.
Yep. There's a rock or something nearby that you can skitter away to. Miss McEwen.
I will fire once more at... So when I felt the weird tingling, was there anyone in particular who was looking at me suspiciously?
Both the Baron and Lang Fu.
Okay, right. Well, I'll go for the Chinese one again. 09.
Nice.
What is my skill?
I assume that's it.
That is a hit. It is an extreme. Yes. So.
Headshot.
1d10 plus 1d10. Or what? 10 plus 1d10. So. 10 plus 8. 18 points of damage.
Nice. His head explodes in a spray of blood and gore and bone.
Gross.
Nice.
Didn't even need her skate.
Nice.
that's what I use when I run out of bullets. But
Lang Fu, or
yeah, Lang Fu.
That was Lang Fu. Yes.
Yep.
Hey, he's back.
The gentleman in the black robes with the rifle will return fire at you.
That's perfectly understandable.
You can throw yourself to the ground. You can try to dodge and throw yourself to the
I
ground.
Would, I'd love to dodge, given that my dodge skill is now 76.
Agent Patrick has shown you the way.
And that is a normal success.
Bullets go whistling over your head. Ms. MacArthur, would you make a pow roll, please?
03. That'll be an extreme success.
Nicely done. Mr. Wheeler.
So we'll try the bottom once more. If he's still, you know.
Yep.
And now I forgot. I will... Getting three shots. So first one is a hit for 6 points. Second one is a miss. And the last one is a miss. So 6 points.
Okay, nicely done. The Baron looks like he is not doing well. He is hurt. Dr. Galloway.
Yeah, so what do we have now? We have the Baron, who I don't know who he is, but he's chanting and stuff. And then we have the guy with the rifle, right?
And then you have the blonde gentleman in the black robe who is chanting. The Baron himself is not chanting. He's...
Okay, but we have a person with a rifle firing at us. So... Yes. That's who I'm going to shoot.
Okay.
And I miss.
Fair enough. The blonde gentleman doing the chanting continues to do the chanting. Mr. Warwick. May still be hiding and quiet. No, Mr. Warwick is back.
I think hiding, or how far away is this person chanting?
Yeah, you could run up to him in this round if you wanted to. Say hello, shake his hand.
He may even notice me running to him.
Push him in the pit.
Yeah, I think running to tackle or disable.
Okay. You can get to him so that you can do that. You could attack him in the next round.
What Sylvia neglected to mention was you probably see her running with a lit stick of dynamite in his direction.
In the same direction.
Well.
Right, exactly. Not just running towards her. She's running towards him. But
right.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a good point. Maybe I...
No, you made your move.
Yeah, that's fine. Because what will happen is Sylvia will trip.
Yeah,
so.
Right. You don't want to, you know, disengage Steve from giving you that warning after you said what you were going to do.
The ghost of Miss Peterson?
run.
Mr. Cockrell?
Yeah, so I don't know how long it takes me to sneak up the side of the pyramid. But if I see somebody and can sort of set up, so when I get to a place where I can see, I sort of want to set up and take a careful shot at some, at either the Baron or this man who is
okay.
Yep.
So you can see them, so you can start your aiming to shoot. Okay, next cool. Turn with your bonus die. Is that cool. What you're headed for?
Yep.
Okay. Ms. MacArthur, would you make a dex roll?
Okay. 0-2.
Yep. You run up to the blonde man and drop the stick of dynamite at his feet.
Need some of those dice.
And I'll slam myself into the guy.
So you're going to drop the dynamite and tackle him?
Yeah, bring him down.
Okay.
Because he's trying to cast a spell.
Fighting brawl. With a bonus die.
With a bonus die? Okay, so that's 34. That goes to 44. 34. What's my fighting brawl? No, not good enough, unfortunately. No.
Okay. You try to tackle him and bounce off and fall to the ground next to him, next to a lit stick of dynamite. Would you make a demolitions roll?
Demolitions roll, okay. What's the base demolitions?
It doesn't exist.
So probably a 1, yeah.
Yeah. How about a luck roll?
Yeah.
A 0-7.
Okay.
For a luck roll.
The dynamite will be exploding on the next round as you lay there on the ground looking at it. Agent Patrick.
Well,
having made your way to your rock.
Yep, I'm still going to take I'm going to take 3 shots at the chanting guy.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to take 2 at the chanting and 1 at the Baron because others seem to like shooting him. So this is the first one, and they all have penalty die, right?
Yeah.
First one does not hit. Second one does not hit. Hit the Baron for 5 points of damage.
The Baron collapses to the ground. Ms. McEwen, you are on the ground.
So there's still someone with the Tommy gun?
Yep.
I'll take a shot.
You threw yourself to the ground last round, so this round you can struggle to your feet.
Oh, can I not just shoot from the ground?
Make a dex roll.
Okay. I'll spend 3 points of luck to make that a success.
You can shoot with a penalty die.
Oh, well, I may as well not bother shooting given my Charm skill. It's a choice between a 78 or a 08. So I guess with a 78, I fail.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
The fellow with the assault rifle shoots you. You may have 7 points of damage as he finally hits something.
Let's see if I make a con roll. No, I fall unconscious.
Mr. Wheeler.
So since that Baron is now down, let's see, there's another guy chanting, right? That I don't know?
Yep.
I've seen before. So that's my next target. Let's see. Oh, nice. My pistol jams.
Click.
Perhaps there's a translation problem there of what the word nice means.
Dr. Galloway.
I need the magic.
I saw the nice symbol and I thought it was the critical thing. I saw that there were two symbols.
All right. Once again, firing at the guy with the rifle. And I hit.
Huzzah! Hey,
there nice. We go. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Doing something. Helping out in action.
tick that box.
That's what I'm doing. For a D8 of 1.
No.
It was nice for a moment.
All right.
All right. Well, it's something.
The blonde fellow who was chanting, who has a stick of dynamite at his feet and Ms. MacArthur at his feet, starts laughing, looks down at Ms. MacArthur. You fools. It's far too late. It's too late for all of you. Mr. Warwick.
Is he holding something that he was chanting off of, or?
Nope.
Well, then. So let's see. Where's the other dynamite? Because I don't want to run away from this dynamite.
It's all blown up.
Yeah, I think we've.
Okay. Yep.
Used his all.
This is the last of the dynamite. One stick there.
How many people are left standing? Just the one guy chanting and laughing at us now?
And the guy with the rifle.
And the guy with the rifle.
Yep.
Well, I think I'm going to run away from the stick of dynamite that's right there.
Fair enough. A shockingly smart decision.
Well, he's new to the group.
The ghost of Ms. Peterson. In case there's any words of wisdom you'd like to impart, or
shoot the guy standing.
Mr. Cockrell.
Hearing a message from beyond, I will attempt to shoot the guy standing, the guy chanting and laughing and about to be blown up.
Okay.
And 43, I will miss.
Okay. Ms. MacArthur, would you roll 2d10, please?
2d10? 20.
Would you take 20 points of damage?
Nice.
As you see the stick of dynamite explode right in Ms. MacArthur's face and at the feet of the chanting gentleman, and they are both blown into the air. Limbs go flying. Their blood commingled for all eternity.
paradise.
And that completes the ritual.
Exactly. <yes. laughs>
The blood sacrifice was all that was needed.
As the ringing stops and the pieces fall to the ground, you feel a tremor in the ground.
Oh dear. He wasn't lying.
And all of you who are not dead or unconscious can make a sand roll.
Oh, unconscious. Amazing.
Oh, I made the sand roll.
Hey, 03.
15.
This is going to make it all the more terrifying.
Yep.
Press.
So I think it's a hard success. Though that doesn't really help with sanity.
It doesn't matter. I was going to say extreme success, but it doesn't help. Yeah.
What is happening? What is happening?
The world ends in silence.
Sorry, I forgot I was muted there. so that's a d20.
You were just building the suspense.
Yeah, exactly. So a d20 for those of you who, if anyone failed the sand roll, a d6 for those of you who succeeded. As you see the head of the Sphinx, right, the kind of carved newer head of the Sphinx just break up and crack and fall away. And in its place is just this great black, just jet black sphere with what looks like kind of like twinkles of light, like stars kind of moving about in it. And the body of the Sphinx itself, with Mr. Cockrell on top, I think, starts rumbling and cracking and stands up. And there's
you were
just,
kidding when he said you were going to write it.
And there's a roar from somewhere.
Oh, this is terrifying.
And this huge stone Sphinx-ish monster kind of looks around, steps up out of the pit. Agent Patrick.
Yeah, let me just do that intelligence roll that I think is kind of important right here. 01, good. Good time for that.
How much did you actually lose?
Six.
Finally! Oh, no.
Yeah, so what do you want to do about that, Jim?
Up to you. What's your... How is Agent
this
Patrick?
Is just much more than we learned about an FBI academy. So I think he turns and starts running without heeding what direction he might be running into.
Okay.
You know, is running at sort of a lope because he still has one arm that's been burned off in the last half hour or so. So, yeah, it's not a good day.
Flees into the desert. Ms. McEwen.
Is unconscious.
True enough. The gentleman with the rifle drops his rifle and runs away.
Oh, he didn't get blown up as well.
Mr. Wheeler. No, he wasn't close enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do now. I guess I will run towards the van.
Okay.
The van's blowing up.
Yeah, the van is. You can run toward the burning wreckage of the van.
But they have cars.
That's true.
They have other cars.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Come on, guys. This is where you save a bullet for yourself.
Dr. Galloway?
I think I want in on this car getaway here, so I'm following.
Okay, Mr. Warwick.
Wait.
Sir, you call somebody else?
Mr. Warwick.
Warwick, okay.
Once again, stunned into silence.
I think he runs to go punch it. He's going to punch it.
That sounds fair.
The cool.
She's not here anymore.
Mr. Cockrell.
Mr. Cockrell needs to make an intelligence roll. Oh, that's a surprise. 86 is a fail. So I will... So as it sort of stands up, I guess I will attempt to jump clear and start sprinting off. And if I'll make a luck roll to see whether I'm on the car side of the Sphinx or not. But I'm just running away. 94, opposite to the cars.
Okay. Make a jump roll.
Yeah. Jump. There it is. No.
Okay. Take a D2 damage.
Okay. That's two. So definite sprained ankle, but lots of fear and adrenaline to keep me going.
And you can run off with Agent Patrick into the desert, I suppose, if you want to.
That I think is going to happen. And maybe I'll bring him back at some point.
The ghost of Miss MacArthur.
I think I'll run off into the desert, too.
Fair enough. So I think...
Everyone's just leaving poor Kimberly there, too.
Yep. So Miss McEwen... unconscious, will eventually wake up to a unpleasant scene. Agent Patrick and Mr. Cockrell and Mr. Warwick run off to the desert. Mr. Wheeler and Dr. Galloway jump into one of the bad guys' cars and not entirely sure where they're driving. So the creature, this giant stone sphinx, shockingly moves, start moving shockingly quickly, heads into Cairo and just starts laying waste to the city. And those of you who are eventually able to get away and collect yourselves, start on the radio, start hearing news reports of strange disasters and earthquakes in all or nearly all of the major cities around the world, which you recognize as being all the ones that were on the list.
On the list, yeah. Hey, did we save Mexico City?
Mexico City is not affected. But all the other cities, there are reports of strange, giant, massive worm-like creatures that come up into the city and just start laying waste to it. And over the next couple of days, the military is called in and starts trying to deal with this giant stone sphinx creature that's just making its way around the Mediterranean basin, laying waste to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Amman and just all up through and eventually over the course of a few days into Turkey. And that's where we will end the Curse of Cthulhu.
Excellent.
Did we win?
Damn.
Yeah. How much sandy do we get?
For saving Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We won some experience.
Yeah. Can we roll our ticks?
I'd like to roll a handgun.
What's actually surprised me is that Rory has survived.
Oh.
He can come back in a future session.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Why?
So what did we miss? I felt like we missed quite
a bit.
Yeah.
And let's see. So you can all lose a D10 San as the world is destroyed. over the next couple of days, just to
clarify. Ooh, I rolled one. Nice.
So the "what did we miss" question.
A lot.
So let's kind of go through it, right? So we had the first bit at the Timmins home, and as I think I mentioned at the time, that's a chapter that was just kind of tacked on to the original campaign. It really had nothing to do with anything other than just to, you know, have some mysterious stuff happen and just an initial reference to the Baron. There's not a whole lot there that you didn't find, and you were actually shockingly successful at it. So that's all good. Then we went to Salem, and we had the whole bit with Mercy. Kind of along the same lines. It's not really part of the main campaign. But it does give you, or at least access to, some more weapons in terms of some of the spells and so forth. Unfortunately, your sorcerer never went full crazy sorcerer, as I was hoping that he would do, and then eventually just went completely insane instead, so not sure that was very useful. The only thing that you really missed in terms of Mercy is that there is a whole nother adventure that you could have had had you gone through the gate in her room, which would take you to Yuggoth.
Mm. Mm.
And so you can have a little adventure there.
And it's lovely burning it down.
Yeah. You know, instead of having Mercy summon Nyogtha and destroy the whole town. So that's what the fire was, by the way. That was Mercy summoning Nyogtha to say, well, to heck with you people. I'm just going to burn it all down. So then at that point is when kind of the original core of the campaign, Fungi from Yuggoth, begins. And so we meet Paul, and you have the little adventure trying to find him. You know, the really kind of the purpose of Paul throughout the rest of the campaign is, you know, if that was kind of the starting point, then, you know, the Paul and his dreams kind of gives you the clues to get to everywhere else. Which, given the first two chapters, he's kind of less important. he is still a resource that could be used if you had wanted to at some point. The biggest thing there, of course, was that you left. You never actually went after, in a real serious way, Clarence. The guy that you had first thought was the insurance agent.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one I beat up, isn't it?
It was funny. I think in the most recent episode that just released, as I was listening to it, it was funny at the beginning as I was trying to as I was listening to you guys argue about why that the insurance investigator couldn't be Clarence. He's just at Clarence's apartment. He was just staking it out. He's not actually him. And so that was kind of funny listening back to.
That's the guy I ended up beating up, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
And putting him into hospital. Yeah.
Yep. And then he disappeared out of the hospital.
Yeah. When we sent to the hospital. Yeah.
Yep. So then Paul, of course, sends you to Boston. And just a little quick adventure in Boston with the creature in the well, which doesn't really have a whole lot to do with much of anything other than kind of more information in the background there about the Baron and what's going on, which eventually, of course, takes you to Romania, where you eventually found the Baron and then just let him go. But you did get... It was in Romania that you kind of got the one really important piece of information that could have helped out later. Had Orin not gone insane. And that was that one of the spells that Orin learned from the books would have been able to dismiss the beast creature. So had Orin been there at the end, and had he, you know, survived, you know, Orin could have saved the world.
Which beast creature
couldn't save Lucy?
Sphinx.
I know.
Yeah.
Sphinx. Yeah.
Yep. Well, so of course
there was no spell there.
Yeah. Well,
Orin would have realized. Orin, you know, wouldn't have known that ahead of time. But once he saw the beast, he would have recognized it as the one described by the dismiss beast spell that he learned. So the Baron Hopman gets away, and of course, then we learn about the whole thing about Edmund. That takes us to Cairo. This is kind of the one other thing that you could have done here. This is where you could have leaned on your connection with Paul Lamond. This never even came up as an idea. And it is kind of maybe not particularly obvious. So I'm not even sure, you know, who would think to do this, but had you wanted to, Paul could have effectively done a seance and contacted the spirit of Nofru Ka, who is the priest, you know, whose temple that the summon beast spell was in. And so from the spirit of Nofru Ka, you could have effectively learned all of what was going on and probably gotten the dismiss spell as well.
But I didn't even know that Paul could do a seance.
That's what he was doing.
That was his whole business. That was his whole business.
He was a medium, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Was
lefty. Yeah. Although I thought Nefru Ka, I thought that was one of the people we were trying to stop.
That was his tomb that you were in.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, he was involved with all that business. So, yeah, it seems like it'd be foolish for us to call him up.
Yeah.
As opposed to try to keep him down. But yeah.
Yep. So then we go to Peru, learn about the Blue John and the Doles. And of course, the Blue John is going to San Francisco, which you figured out. He went to San Francisco. And Lang Fu and his men were making it into the incense and sending it around to the temples. And so effectively, what happened is that once the beast was summoned, the chants and the prayers that the people at all the temples were doing, combined with the incense, was summoning doles to those locations. And so once the beast rose, doles showed up in all those cities as well.
What was the significance of the spot on the beach that everyone was pointing to?
None whatsoever, other than that is where Lang Fu was communicating with the Hydra.
So we could have gone to the temples potentially and the checked off ones and taken the incense or destroyed the incense or something.
Burn them all down.
As a earthquake. What?
Burn them all down.
Well, it's really the incense that has to get destroyed, but yeah.
Yep. Obviously you don't have enough time to do that yourselves to get, you know, to 20 cities around the globe to do that. But what you could have done... along those lines, you were kind of provided with the opportunity towards the end of the San Francisco scene where you are put in contract with a director at the FBI.
FBI. But he didn't – I mean, I felt him out, and he definitely was not into the supernatural.
Also,
well, there was the jurisdictional issue, but there was also the – like he seemed to have absolutely no willingness to think about anything weird.
Maybe that was our fault. We should have phrased it as terrorist activity.
Well, but I don't know how we could have. Yeah, we would have had to convince him that the incense itself was somehow dangerous to the security of the country, and that seems like a threat.
Yeah, but you could have called it drugs. You could have.
Yeah.
But didn't we definitely strip it out of the San Francisco temple and burnt that temple down as well as Mexico City.
It obviously wasn't enough.
Yep. You know, but that still leaves 18 other major cities across the globe to be destroyed. And then, of course, as the beast itself just starts laying waste to everything. Yeah. So, again, kind of like with everything in the scenario, it's not entirely obvious how you could have made that happen. Right, but you know, it's a possibility that you somehow could have convinced and gotten the FBI to help, even if they didn't know what they were doing. What they were really doing. Of course, the whole thing in Mexico City was pointless. It has nothing to do with anything in the scenario. And as you kind of just pointed out of all the cities on the list, Mexico City is the one that you didn't actually need to go to, because they would have been safe regardless, because they never got the incense. So that was another interesting discussion listening to you guys have. Well, they never got the incense, so what's the point? Yeah, let's go anyway, just to burn it down.
Yes.
And then, of course, the blonde fellow who was doing the chanting is Edmund Chandler himself, the head of NWI. The child that was recruited by Hauptmann.
I thought Hauptmann was had taken over his body.
Nope.
Me too. There were a lot of things we thought that were not true.
That's true.
We were operating on very, patchy information for most of the time.
Question. The explosion in the mine and the explosion pushed through that wall, that portal in the wall, did that actually do anything?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. Nice. That is another place, though, you could have gone through that portal and had basically the same adventure on Yuggoth that you could have done from Mercy's room had you chosen to, go farther.
Somebody would.
Just go on the other side, say, no, I don't want to be here, and then throw some dynamite through the hole.
That's on
through
Yuggoth.
Yep.
That's on Yuggoth.
Yep.
That place. Yeah, okay.
Yep. And that's about it.
Is it? But that little side adventure is not something particularly useful or something that we would likely have survived.
No, it's definitely survivable. Okay. It is marginally useful in that, I mean, you are, on Yuggoth, so you would have the opportunity to, collect a couple lightning guns and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would have been helpful, yeah.
Gain some additional information and tools in that sense.
Mm-hmm. When we were in the Barrens tower and there was that telescope there, if we had actually looked through there, would that have sucked us up by any chance?
No. No. The Baron in his tower was just doing the astronomical observations to fix the proper day for the ceremony at the Sphinx.
So, okay. Is there any reason for the what was it, space mead that took away my breathing? Perpetuity? Was there any reason for that other than just kind of something laying around?
You could in the general sense, what the Baron had it for was once they had done the ceremony and made Earth habitable and ready for the Ithians to show up and take over, then his expectation was, the agreement was, they would take him back to Yuggoth and show him the cosmos, and of course that's what the mead was for, right? So he can
at that time travel
through space and be carried around all sorts of cool places.
So what about the lab? When we were there, who did we kill that was driving the robot?
The doctor who was in charge of the lab.
Okay, not important.
Not particularly important. More just a a distraction to convince you if you didn't already know that NWI was up to no good.
Mm-hmm. I notice that we as a group, we tend to do exactly the same with every campaign or scenario. We kind of get books with spells, and we kind of just forget about them.
Well, we had a guy reading them this time.
But no one picked up after he was insane, you know?
Yeah, he was the only one who could read them was the trick.
Yeah, he's the only one.
And I think Orin only cast anything like once, right? He summoned a star vampire at one point, and that was it.
No, we did do some work when Lucy was first, with her body and all.
Oh
that.
Yeah. He reduced Lucy's body to it, so he cast a spell twice.
No, it's too bad there wasn't an original character who ended the game with a sanity of 74, Randall.
Yeah.
He could have picked up the books.
I lost like 4 today, so.
Oh, okay. Well, down to 70. Okay, good.
that was my plan, you know. Back when Ori went insane, I believe my plan was to read the books, but then they were written in a language that I didn't understand. So.
Yeah, we even went.
We should have
how convenient. For, you know,
No, there's no reason. There was no reason for Elliot not to pick up the books. Although what he's gonna do after, you know, in the middle of this madness, is get some scuba training and go look for Nick.
And Sylvia was going to read books, but again, I didn't have the right languages.
Mm-hmm. Max,
and
how
for
much
some reason,
sorry, go ahead.
Some people were not wanting a MacArthur actually reading the books.
True that.
I remember that. Yeah.
How much sanity toll would you say reading all that stuff took on you, Max? Just the books and the spells?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
A good amount.
I remember you saying, you're just knowing about the stuff was, So playing the punk band, the kids was kind of fun, but it kind of handicapped us. It was helpful to have, like, the professor, Calloway, and, you know, the,
I felt that would have worked a bit better in a pulp campaign that was a bit more silly. I think we were just useless at everything. Stuff down.
Yeah. You could kind of see where there were the classic avenues of research, and we're like, I don't know.
All right. Well, what's next? Are we going to do a poll?
We need a poll.
Necronomicon.
Yep. So I think we're off next weekend, right? Because most everyone will be at Necronomicon.
Yep. So we might try to record something.
I'll get a vote out.
Are you planning a surprise visit, Jim?
No.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
No,
Gary. Gary, you coming?
Unfortunately not. I wish I could.
Jacob will be there, I'm sure. He's just not telling anyone.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm still remodeling the new house, and we have to move in by the end of the month, so I can't take any time away from it's already gonna be close as it is, so I gotta get all that work done.
Are you doing work yourself, or are you supervising people, or a little bit of both?
No, I'm doing it all myself.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Maybe we should go out and visit and just finish it up.
And help. That would be useful, yes.
Yeah.
Bring our hammers.
So, y'all have a good time next weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
It's great. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll get an email with the poll out. I'll wait a couple of days before I do that. If anyone has anything else they want to add to the list.
Yeah. Are we playing tomorrow?
That's what I was about to ask.
I think so. Well, that's, yep.
It's up to the ne'er-do-wells. Are they going to?
Yeah. Oh, I expect to be there tomorrow. I am sorry for last week.
No worries. I think three out of four is better than two out of four, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it tomorrow.
Okay. Sure.
You're probably traveling, right?
No. Annabella has been in Korea for the last 3 weeks, and she's coming back tomorrow, and I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't give her one night, then I think I might.
We understand.
Please say no more.
I think I might get a ban from future Monday nights if I don't.
Fair enough. So I'll talk to some of you tomorrow, guys. And
see some of you on Wednesday.
We'll take care.
All right. Take care, all.
Take care, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.